The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now we're going to move to a fashionable detox treatment known as Cambo, which has resulted in the death of a man in the UK. This involves using a drug made from the poisonous skin of an Amazonian tree frog. This treatment is being offered in Ireland and in the UK. It is explicitly banned, though, in countries including Australia. Dr. Craig Slattery joins me now, Assistant Professor of Regulatory Affairs and Toxicology at UCD. Craig, you're very welcome to the programme. Good morning.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. Listening to this treatment, it is extraordinary how it works. So the skin is burnt and then this frog poison is applied. Is that how it works?
Yeah, no, I have to say, I don't have first-hand experience. So what seems to be the procedure as it's framed is, as you say, the skin is damaged. So the way that that's done is typically a kind of an incense stick, a burning incense stick is used to make little small burns on the skin to damage the skin. Basically, in pharmaceuticals, we talk about a transdermal delivery. So it's basically to remove the protection of the skin so that when this and the, as you say, it's a frog poison, a tree frog poison from Amazonian South America, and they basically have little pellets which have been dried out, and they're applied directly on the damaged skin. So the idea is, and the claims here are that there are bioactive peptides, which are basically little chunks of protein, which once you apply them to the burnt area, they can get into the bloodstream and get around the body and do various things.
And they begin this process of, this is why people think it's cleansing and detoxing, because you'll almost immediately have gastric issues, won't you, like vomiting and diarrhea?
Yeah, and for anyone who's interested, there are lots of videos online of people going through this, and it's quite horrific. I mean, it's as you say, and quite often with these sort of cleansing, purging claims, they will tell you to expect violent vomiting, nausea, diarrhea, and they will again frame that this is part of the process. It's the body, getting rid of bad things. Which the first thing to say is that's utter rubbish. It's anywhere where it's being framed that vomiting and diarrhea is normal and part of the therapeutic process is way off base.
So as a result, of course, you become dehydrated almost immediately, and then all of the associated problems you're at high risk of then, like damage to your kidneys and your liver and so on.
Exactly, yeah. So it's again, we'd call it hypovolemic shock. So you're basically losing fluid from the system really dramatically. It happens, as you said, it happens within minutes of applying this poison. A clinician looking at a patient would probably describe it as an anaphylactic shock, hypovolemic shock. That's what the body's going through, because you're losing fluids. You're not just losing fluids, you're also losing all the really important ions that are in the system, like salt, like potassium. Our system has evolved, the human body has evolved to have quite a tight rein on these really important molecules and on the amount of water that's in the system. And particularly at the moment with the warm weather, everybody's being, it's being stressed how important it is to stay hydrated. So when you rapidly force the body to dehydrate, you're basically putting the cardiovascular system under massive pressure. The heart is going to speed up. So tachycardia, your heart rate will go through the roof to try and basically keep the circulation going. Your blood pressure will drop dramatically because there's now less fluid in the system to keep the pressure up. And as you said, the kidneys are at risk of long-term damage, but acutely you can cause, cardiac arrhythmias and potentially heart attacks. And unfortunately, people around the world have died as a direct result of the treatment.
Well, you'd wonder why anybody would want to do this, but it is being promoted, as you said, as a detox, because people are having these physical symptoms and then they're having, understandably, hallucinations as a result. So people are saying, well, this is why we should do it, because it's connecting with your chakras, it's cleansing body and mind. You say that's all claptrap.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it's, and I'm not drawing an equivalence, but you could liken it to people undertaking, physically challenging sports, even an extreme sports, and a lot of people will challenge the body by going through effectively mid-level trauma. You know, you go out and you run a marathon, that's putting the system under stress. And when you go through something like that, there's kind of a, you know, a lot of neurotransmitters are released, endorphins and the system. And people will talk about the buzz that they get from kind of challenging themselves and going through that. So there's, I suppose, there's this, the psychological journey of going through this traumatic event and coming out the far side. There is a natural kind of high associated with that. But also, as you say, there are, you know, there has been some analysis done on this this poison from the secretion from the tree frogs. There are agents in there. There are molecules that look a lot like opioids, so things that interact with the opioid receptors in the brain. You know, they do cause or could cause altered mental state. So there's certainly those effects are going to be very real, but the problem is that I suppose the physiological stress you're putting the body under, that is very problematic and it's very risky.
I read about a similar sort of a detox called ayahuasca, which people might be familiar with. I know when I was reading Will Smith's autobiography, he had done it about 9 times. Is that equally as risky?
I suppose where I would come from, and I think a lot of my colleagues would come from, would be a place of anything that is going to put the body under stress like that. You are potentially going to have these psychological rebound afterwards, where you will feel better about yourself, or you'll feel like you put yourself through something. So whether it is, you know, a Cambo or some other cleanse, I take a very skeptical view for any of those, particularly if they haven't been tested in a controlled clinical environment, you know, and it hasn't been compared against doing nothing, and it hasn't been tested for the safety. There will always be a market or an opening for people looking to make money off of I suppose people's vulnerabilities. You know,
people will seek these out, won't they, when they are feeling down, feeling sad, maybe going through grief or a big life change. So as you say, they're vulnerable.
Yeah, and that is it. I mean, it's not a new game. People have been exploiting people's the general public's desire to self-improve for hundreds of years, and they latch onto this. They'll talk about, even if you look at some of the claims here, it's, you know, if you're feeling anxiety, you're feeling run down, feeling like you're stuck in a rut. We all feel that way sometimes. You know, that's just a factor or a feature of being a human being in the modern world, and it is, I suppose, our best protection for people and protecting vulnerable people is awareness and what you're doing here, drawing attention to these things. Again, quite often the old saying, if something sounds too good to be true, it probably isn't. You know, that there are no quick fixes. There are lots and lots of well-proven ways to improve your mental health and to, you know, if there is a specific medical issue, you know, talk to a GP, get some recommendations there. But I'd be very wary about people claiming they're going to fix everything for you by any sort of means.
Yeah, especially by making you vomit, have diarrhea and dry yourself out to the extent that you might damage your liver and your kidneys. Well, Craig, we did a quick search this morning and we saw that this is available. There are people offering this treatment here in Ireland. Do you have a view on whether it should be banned?
So, technically, it's not. If some of the claims, so the claims around the psychoactive effects, and again, I did a little bit of looking myself, and there are claims there that some of the practitioners are making around the psychoactive benefits. So technically, that's automatically illegal because we have a Psychoactive Substances Act since 2010 in Ireland, where anything which is not approved as a medicinal therapy is not legal to offer that for sale in Ireland. So technically it's already illegal, but it is always, as you know yourself, any activity, illegality is down to legislation one and enforcement two. And if it's if there isn't active surveillance and enforcement going after these activities, the best defense is people understanding themselves and exercising their own judgment.
Right, Craig, thank you very much for joining us and explaining that to us. That's Dr. Craig Slattery on this deadly frog poison called Cambo, which sounds deeply unpleasant.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.